Alrighty, wherever you are in the world, welcome to Empathy Always Wins. معكم علي سلامة. I'm really, really, really excited to be on yet the 61st episode of this number one charting mental health and leadership podcast, Empathy Always Wins. So, guys, I know things have been a little bit crazy on my end, so I do apologize for being a little bit late putting things out, but I actually couldn't go to bed without putting this episode out. If you're listening to me while you're in the car, while you're having a stroll around your building, or while you're wherever you are, day or night, I just want to say thank you, because today we're going to be talking about something that is really true and dear to my heart. Five ways to building emotional intelligence, which will help you become a better and excel as a CEO. For many of you guys out here, like, I was just thrown into this whole entrepreneurial world where, you know, I suddenly found myself managing Empower Mag. It was a group of volunteers. Never thought I'd, you know, be by Forbes recognized as a CEO or an impactful change maker. So this is going to be sort of a rough, quick five pointers that I definitely do think it is imperative for any leader out there, or any youth leader, or any just fresh graduate or a mid-level manager listening to us here. Guys, mental health is not just about self-care and bubble baths and all that crap. It's actually real when you lead yourself in leading others to become a much more impactful person and an overall human being. So the number one way would be self-awareness. Now, if you're self-aware, you always know how you feel. And if you know how your emotions and your actions affect the people around you, that is going to be great. So something that I definitely can vouch for in improving your levels of self-awareness to become a better CEO and leading others, because you need to know how you feel first to lead and take charge in situations where you are the sole decision maker. And that is very, very hard. This week, actually the past 2 weeks, I took a very, very, very hard decision in Empower, in my company, and I no longer am working with one of the most dearest friends that I have, and I think I did lose this friendship as well. But that level of self-awareness, and guys, I'll be very honest with you, I was in bed for 3 days. Sometimes you need to make very tough decisions for the business, and these decisions are not always easy. So being very self-aware and being very aware of your emotions and how they feel and not fighting them, that is very, very, very key and a deal breaker for you having a company valued at $2 million versus having a company that never takes off the ground and you never get any work done because of that, because it is very stressful managing a team. Even if you're at university, managing a group, how many people just hate group work because, oh my god, like, you just have to do all the work of other people just to get a good grade? Anyways, you get my point. So keeping a journal by just writing how you feel improves your self-awareness. Just a few minutes every day, every morning. I keep a journal day in, day out. I actually have one for Empower and one for myself. So that will improve your level of awareness, especially when you're going through heightened emotions. And sometimes as well, I think slowing down will really bring you to feel really how you're feeling in the moment. Now, the second way is self-regulation. Leaders who regulate themselves effectively, regularly, are more in tuned with making decisions. They do not compromise their values. Self-regulation is very similar to self-awareness, but self-regulation is all about staying in control of yourself. So self-awareness is being aware of how you feel. Self-regulation is being in control of yourself. And how can you, you know, be in control of yourself? And you're like asking, well, what does that make sense, Ya Ali? Like, just tell me something really that gets to my head. And I'll tell you, it's about knowing your values. Do you have a clear idea on who you are, what you will not compromise for, and what you will compromise for? So in that decision that I had to make, and it was very tough, letting someone that I truly love with all my heart go, it was about, I cannot compromise on one major red or do or die flag, you know, whether it's a red flag, whether it's a boundary, whether it's something, I just can't compromise on that. So I need to make that decision, and I know my values, and I know very clearly what is black and what is white and what is gray, because there not everything is black and white. There needs to be some gray areas as well. So that is very important. Holding yourself accountable and practicing being calm. That's self-regulation in a nutshell. The third thing, the third way of, you know, developing emotional intelligence or building emotional intelligence, which will help you excel as a CEO, is finding a way to stay motivated. Motivation comes and go, but building that self-motivation is all about your why. So the third way is finding that why factor that motivates you. Re-examine, why are you doing this course or this job or this voluntary work? Or like, why are you leading those people? You know, if you're unhappy, if you're struggling, the why keeps myself going. At least I know that 3 days ago, I just wanted to freaking burn everything I did with Empower and just throw it out. I was just like, there's no way I'm just doing podcasting and making money through having clients pay me, but I can't really have enough time to do the youth mental health activities, and engagement is my number one factor of success at Empower. By youth engaging with us, I need to do more. Oh my goodness. And that was none of what I just described above. That was me losing my awareness of myself, me losing that self-regulation we were talking about, and I just forgot the motivation here. So I'm even talking to myself here, at least, like, why did I start? I started, this is funding this. Okay, great. Let's give this time, control this time, never let it overweigh and bleed into the real work. And by controlling times, by staying motivated, you know where you stand, and that enables you to be hopeful and finding that good place where you can be optimistic, and no matter what problem you face, you adapt your mindset and finally be resourceful. So when you set that, you know, limit to what's frustrating you, you're able to be more resourceful in the time that you have, focusing on what you need to focus on. And the fourth skill set, you know, guys, it's empathy. We've spoken about this day in, day out on the podcast. It's putting yourself in someone else's position, paying attention to their body language. If you're talking to them, their voice, their tone of voice, you can tell so much by someone's tone of voice, and how to respond to feelings by responding in an adequate way to people, by paying attention to their body language, by putting yourself in their position, you actually learn how to build more loyalty in your team. You know how to motivate your team. You know how to give constructive criticism and feedback. You know, it's one thing to tell someone, hey, you're absolutely schnapps at doing this, versus telling someone, hey, you know, you're really good at this, but I just really want you to focus on this element and this component, because when you do that this way, you will be incredible at it. You're nearly there, and I believe that you've got what it takes. Those two ways are incredibly, vastly, in fact, the same. I mean, they're very different, but I've said the same thing. You can say the same thing in two different ways and get two completely different results. One is an empowered person working with you, and the other one's a disempowered person working with you. And the fifth skill, guys, is social skills. You know, leaders do well who have the ability to socially communicate and deploy emotional intelligence as chief executive officers, as CEOs. Those who are able to learn conflict resolution, how to resolve conflict between their team members and customers or vendors by taking charge and being professionalism. I'll tell you one story very quickly, and that's something that actually happened. One of our podcast clients, without mentioning names, we absolutely messed up on the launch. And that is like when someone's launching a podcast and they've told all their thousands of audience, guys, expect this that date. What? Empower did not deliver. Oh my God. What do you think at that moment when that clock striked 7 p.m. and they needed that podcast out on Apple and it wasn't there? That was a conflict. Yeah, that was a really bad conflict. I ended up texting that client, telling them, hey, look, I am extremely sorry. We will not be billing you for the entirety of this contract. This is completely on me. This does not represent our values and what we promise to deliver while onboarding you, blah, 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 blah. And the text that I got back was, you know what? I am very frustrated, but that level of professionalism just made me understand the caliber of person and the team that I am working with, and we accept your apologies, and we also expect better in the future. And I walked back saying, holy cow, I really respect this gentleman. So learning to conflict resolute, that takes a little bit of social skills and in a good way, because you're always dealing with people. The second thing about social skills, guys, is improving your communication skills. How well do you communicate? Do you ever miss things in translation when you want to say something but you don't say? Like, that's a real issue. If you cannot communicate yourself, and that is a huge red flag when you're working with someone, you need to communicate well. And also, you need to learn how to praise others. As a CEO, you're leading a bunch of people, minimum two or three. You need to be able to learn how to give praise, but also how to give meaningful praise. You're not just handing out confetti like, hey, you're amazing. No, 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 no. Hey, this was incredibly well. I really appreciate this. Hey, that was an incredible job when you posted this and you answered this in this way to this person. Being very specific, showing that you care, that level of attention will make you the best chief executive officer in the world. And mark my word, guys, this is not hard. This is just learning how to become emotionally intelligent, empathetic, and leading in a world-class manner. So if you're listening to this podcast, guys, I really want you to give it a thumbs up, a subscribe, rate it on Apple. I just want to say thank you to everyone listening out here. I'm about to head to bed because this week is incredibly crazy. Whoever's tuning into Empower Safe Spaces, guys, it's always in the link in my bio on Instagram. Every week we're holding safe spaces. That is, if you want to let something off your chest, you know, get something that really is burdensome and heavy off, just come to the safe spaces. I lead it. I moderate it, and I'm the guide in it. And basically what it's like is we basically start off the room. We set up the guidelines. It's fully confidential, which means that anything you share and anything you hear is kept to yourself and only for yourself. And that way we maintain a great chemistry within the family that I call it. We're really, like, every week we're getting 25 more people who want to register. So I'm super excited to be introducing something that I truly believe is revolutionary. Guys, healing together, there is no such thing or experience better in the world than healing with people that share the same mentality, mindset, and motivation to heal. And that is to improve themselves. I mean, can you ask for more? That's exactly what Safe Space offers. So thank you to everyone who's listened to Empathy Always Wins. You made this show incredible, and I honor you with all my heart. And I know that I'm not a perfect man, and neither is anybody, but embracing our imperfections. And for me, one thing I'm not perfect at is putting this podcast out in the right time every single week. But hey, guys, sooner or later, we will have a great team that can do that. And I just hope that you can stick by through the journey. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you with all my heart, and till we reconvene next week. But for now, feel free to DM me, and just remember that in life and in business, empathy, true empathy and compassion always, it always freaking wins.